This is a weekend edition of Bigger Pockets Daily. I'm your host, Tyler. This is the show where we read you a real estate article every day, 365 days a year. Because you can't read the Bigger Pockets blog when you're brushing your teeth or doing the books. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. What to look for when buying a rental property. 7 Considerations by Chris Bybee. Knowing what to look for when buying a rental property will save you time and money while reducing stress. So, in today's podcast, we outline 7 considerations that you can't afford to overlook. First up, location. You knew this was coming. Location, location, location. That's consideration number 1 when buying a rental. Is the property close to amenities such as shopping, public transportation, local schools? Is the area safe? Is it family friendly? All those things. Know which location or locations meet those requirements and only consider properties within those areas. All right, consideration number 2, property condition. Assess the property's age and current condition to estimate ongoing maintenance needs and potential renovation costs. You gotta factor in the cost of upgrades or repairs to meet market expectations and, of course, enhance rental appeal. Should you require assistance, you can talk with a contractor or home inspector for professional guidance. This careful evaluation really truly helps you forecast long-term profitability and maintain a competitive edge in the local rental market. Consideration number 3, market rent rates. Investigate local rent rates to gauge the property's earning potential. And then from there, compare these rates with similar properties in the area just to kind of calculate what's competitive. Understanding market trends ensures your rent aligns with tenant expectations while also maximizing your income. Regularly monitoring these rates helps you adapt to market changes and sustain profitability over the long term. Pro tip here, we have a rental property calculator, which comes in handy at biggerpockets.com. Consideration 4, legal and zoning regulations. Don't just assume that you know the legal and zoning regulations in the area you're buying. Instead, you gotta do two things. Number one, verify the property complies with local zoning laws. And two, understand landlord-tenant laws, including any rent control measures if there are any. Compliance with all regulations is crucial to avoid legal complications and ensure smooth operation of your rentals. Consideration number 5, tenant demand. Without research into tenant demand, you might believe that you found that perfect rental property. However, additional research is always needed to ensure that tenant demand is there and is likely to remain. High demand areas often yield better rental rates and lower vacancy periods, contributing to a more stable rental income. Conversely, low demand areas are hyper-competitive and have high vacancy rates. Consideration number 6, financing and expenses. So examine all of your financing options and calculate your total expenses, including these things: mortgage, taxes, insurance, and maintenance. While you may or may not have exact numbers, depending on where you are in the buying process, accurate estimates are a must. With these numbers in mind and in hand, you can get a better idea of how to choose a financing plan that aligns with your investment goals and cash flow requirements too. During ownership of the property, regular financial reviews help you effectively manage costs and maximize ROI. So for example, you might find that refinancing your property allows you to save money on interest, or perhaps a home equity loan positions you to purchase another property. And then our last consideration, future value. One of the primary benefits of real estate investing is, of course, that amazing potential for appreciation. There's no guarantee of this. History does show, though, that there's a good chance your property will gain value over the years. Hedge against inflation. When buying, consider the property's potential for appreciation just based on past market performance. So you can do that by doing the following things. Analyze market trends and future development plans in the area that could enhance your value. Evaluate economic stability to determine the growth prospects of the region. Monitor housing market indicators, such as supply and demand, and foreclosure rates. Those are the three things to do. Your goal is to generate a positive return on investment, or ROI, month after month as a landlord, while also owning a property that appreciates. This is going to make your investment well worth the money. Final thoughts? 7 of the most important considerations to do when buying a rental property. While other details, of course, will come to light along the way, an early focus on these basic ones will help you and point you in the right direction. So if you're ready to take the next step, before even looking for the perfect property, you can read our 8-step guide. It provides you even more information on how to make an informed, confident investment. You can find it at biggerpockets.com. There you have it. You can find a link to that article in the show description. Sometimes the discussions in the comments section are just as insightful as the article itself. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and don't worry, we've got more shows in the pipeline to get you in the right state of mind going into this next week.